Hyundai Tucson Turbo Diesel, in stock now. Rotoflex by Blunston. Stability meets the freedom to move. Welcome to the Summer Run Home with your hosts, the Professor, James Rochford and Andrew Barney Barnett.
You are on the Summer Run Home thanks to Hyundai Tucson Turbo Diesel and also Blunstone Rotoflex Stability.
Meets the freedom to move.
Thank you, mate. I just missed it.
Because what's the point of stability if you don't have the freedom to move?
A million percent. Now, Barney, today is a very special day in history. A day that has been celebrated, well, in one country and not so much in another. And funnily enough, we're about to cross to that country in about 2 minutes. It is the 42nd anniversary of the underarm delivery.
It's Underarm Day.
It is Underarm Day, and we're encouraging people to what?
Just underarm things to each other.
Okay.
I don't know. My kids this morning got up and, you know, I helped them get breakfast and I just underarmed a couple of slices of toast to them across the kitchen.
I just slid across the ground. That's great. Yeah. So for those of you that, you know, have been sleeping under a rock, in 1981, Greg Chappell told his brother Trevor to bowl an underarm delivery. Because New Zealand needed 6 runs off the last ball. Brian McKegney was batting. Old Greg walked across it, just rolled along the ground. And it was a massive controversy. Huge.
They needed 6, by the way, just to tie.
That's right.
So they didn't need 6 to win. They needed 6 to tie. Which, say what you will about the Chappells, but competitive.
Oh, 1,000,000%. And it was heard around the world. It was the underarm delivery.
That rolled around the world.
And that is a part of my poll today. This is the Professor's poll just before we cross the ditch. I want to ask, what is the worst thing you have ever seen on a cricket pitch? And the if you go into at Professor J. Roch, that's on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook is the Professor and Barney. That the options are, and I've come up with these, it's the underarm delivery.
Yep.
It's sandpaper gate. It's... Stuart Broad walking, and it's also Shahid Afridi's undies. So, look, hey, what better time to discuss this than we're joining New Zealand now, Gibbo, are we?
Yeah.
Hello, Kirsty and Beaver, how are you?
G'day, guys.
Great, thank you. How are we over there?
Keeping dry.
Yes.
It is. Oh, I don't want to brag, but it is a gorgeous day. It is real. It's like 28. It's sunny.
Oh, beautiful there, is it?
If anything, I'm thirsty. That's the kind of weather it is. Now,
what an
you guys
absolute struggle.
Yeah, you guys are sort of in the opposite. You're a bit underwater. First off, are you guys safe? Is everyone doing all right? How is SEN New Zealand?
Well, we were underwater about 3 days ago. I'm looking out to our cafeteria, our foyer that we've got outside now, and there's a lot of chairs up on tables. There's carpet that has been ripped up. But we're fine. We're okay.
Yes.
A lot of people across Auckland, the Coromandel and Northland aren't okay, though. It has been quite horrific.
Well, that
sizable amount of water.
Yeah, it's well, the pictures we're getting over here, it's not really believable. It's places we've visited and it looks amazing. It just looks terrible. So, and the schools, they're going to remain shut until February 7th. Is that right?
They were shut. And then all of a sudden, look, a lot of the people making decisions at the moment have come under a bit of grief because it's changing every day.
Tell them the story about our mayor, our Auckland mayor.
Oh, what's happening?
You like this?
You boys are like this, actually.
I love Auckland thoroughbreds. Go on.
So he's a real good Auckland thoroughbred at the moment. Brownie's his name.
Wayne Brown.
New to the job.
That is the most Kiwi name ever for me, by the way.
Wayne Brown.
And he's done a few things that people have questioned. And anyway, he's in a doubles tennis group chat. So just picture this.
Oh, yeah.
He's 67.
And he's had to pull out of the usual Friday doubles fixture to go speak to the media drongos mid-floods. Unfortunately for Brownie, one of his double compatriots isn't actually... As tight a mates as we would have hoped. And he screenshotted this and sent it to the biggest publication in New Zealand.
Wow. No, hang on. Doubles tennis. Isn't that only one other bloke if it's doubles? Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Well, we said that.
We're trying to work out how many people are actually in this WhatsApp group and if there will be another Friday rendezvous at the Westmere Tennis Courts.
I'm tell me that the other person's got a B surname too and they go by the name the Special Bs.
Oh, like the Special Ks. I like that. Very good. Very good. Hey, guys, I just wanted to also wish you a happy anniversary.
Yes. How are you celebrating the great day?
Yes, from Monday, Auckland anniversary. Oh. Steve didn't even know it was a thing because he tries to tell us every week that he actually doesn't live in Auckland.
Wait, what's Auckland?
So what's Auckland?
We don't know what you're talking about. Today is Underarm Ball Day.
Oh.
When you guys lost that game 42 years ago.
When we flogged you by 5 runs.
An absolute stain on your great country.
Does anyone still talk about that?
We do every year.
They shouldn't in Australia.
No. It was a disgrace. Cheating.
It was reported differently here.
Before, hasn't it?
It was reported, clever Aussies win.
Yes, it is 42 days.
42 years.
Sorry, not 42 days. I wish. 42 years. And we were just chatting before about what the worst thing you've ever seen on a cricket pitch is.
Mm.
That's got to be up there. We were also the famous Stuart Broad not walking. That's a big one for Aussies. Is there one for Kiwis that other than the underarm ball that you always look back at?
I don't know if you guys watched the 2019 Cricket World Cup, but a ball got thrown into the boundary and then a New Zealander who was parading around as an Englishman flicked it to the boundary for 5 runs. And then we had to go to a super over and then have our hearts broken. So that'd be up there.
And then a count back on boundaries. A tournament that took 6 weeks. Yeah, that was great.
Yeah. Well,
and I think too, if you look at the footage there, the ball was released on one of those last balls. There was a ball released from the boundary before the batsman crossed, which technically meant you shouldn't have gone to a super over. You should have won by one
in regulation.
Look, it's still hurting. It's still hurting over here.
Yeah.
That was a pretty bad thing to see on a cricket field. The other one
that was up there.
The other one the professor threw up is, do you remember when Shahid Afridi dropped his strides to adjust and was wearing granny panties?
That was terrible.
You cannot unsee that as well.
No. Obviously, the big one for us as well is the sandpaper down the strides of Cameron Bancroft.
I don't remember that. I don't know what you're talking about.
When we were accused of ball tampering, but all that Cameron was trying to do was...
Yeah.
He
was
just having
a look at how tight the guy did his draw crawl.
Anyway, happy Underarm Day.
Yeah.
And just make sure you wish everybody...
Now, hey, guys, the other thing we've been talking about is celebrity encounters because a mate of mine was at a comedy, was hosting a comedy night last night, and Dave Chappelle, Jeff Ross, Danielle Rawlins dropped by, and the Red Hot Chili Peppers were there watching.
Don't start me.
Oh, look, what's going on?
Touchy subject on the run home.
Really? No, what's happened?
What's happened?
Did you go to their gig, the Chili's?
No, I didn't go to the gig. What? No good?
Are you a fan?
I'm a fan, yes.
I'm not. No.
Yeah. Well, I'm a fan. I was.
I was a fan. What's happened?
What's happened?
Well, I was a fan. Anthony Kiedis' book, only book I've ever read. I went there. Listen to the audiobook, be honest.
I
read it pre-audiobooks available. Of course I would have gone audio if it was available. I went there. I was 2 days out of a foot operation. I said, no, I'm still going. We were in GA, so I'm on the turf. I went and spent another $60 on top of my overpriced ticket for a bit of a T-shirt merch. I was proud of it. I wore it on the night. Then sat through
songs? Can you even name them?
I sat through 2 hours of new rubbish that I could have heard at a local band down at your pub on the corner.
Didn't play the hits.
Played nothing.
Play the hits. Especially if you're at stadium. So I'm guessing this is a stadium gig.
Mouth smart.
Tell me they finished with a few under the bridge.
Nothing.
Or...
The encore was a disgrace.
Oh my God. They've lost their minds.
And they've lost all their New Zealand fans.
Well, they've lost their Auckland fans because we got Texas in when they went down to Dunedin.
Saying it was the greatest show.
Greatest concert,
Earth.
Played all their bangers beef.
They've got something against Auckland. What's happened there?
I've often said you do your B material in Auckland, you save it for Dunedin. That's most rock stars. Save it for Dunedin.
Oh man, who opened for them? Isn't it a big Post Malone or something?
Posty.
How was
yeah.
he?
Look, I'm of generation that you guys
are. You're vintage.
I was thinking Karl Malone and Johnny Stockton were coming out.
Oh, how good would that be? So, the mailman.
Just do a few trick shots.
How yeah. good.
So I stayed at the pub for the first couple of hours of Sid concert. So I didn't actually see him, but apparently they were very good too.
Do you know if
the postman is?
Yeah.
The postman. Do you know if the Chili Peppers got to see any comedy while they were in Auckland? Did they get down to the classic?
I'm not sure. Not sure. They put on a comedy of a show themselves.
Oh, God. Oh, all right, well, I guess if you are listening in Sydney and you've got tickets to their show, sell the tickets.
Sorry.
Is that what you're saying?
No. Shout Dunedin. Yeah. Dunedin set list.
Yeah. Do the Dunedin set list. Yeah,
and,
that's
and
good.
And you guys will appreciate this because I've been to U2 as well. And obviously the biggest gripe on U2 is what you have to endure in between songs. You know, there's a lot of preaching, a lot of carrying on from the main man.
Yeah.
I would have taken that. Because we got nothing from our man Anthony too.
Oh, there wasn't any.
No,
hello,
there was
Auckland.
Nothing.
Good to be back.
Great to be back. Yes.
Yeah.
Nothing.
Love this city.
We thought Tauranga rocked, but you guys.
That's
so. Glad you guys could be my therapy session.
That's okay. I'm not a big Chili Pepper fan.
Yeah, and you know what? If it makes you feel any better, I know a couple of the other acts that were on last night at the Enmore, and they weren't really Chili Peppers type people, so they probably didn't enjoy the whole night either.
Yeah, right.
There got you some go. Of their own medicine.
Now, Eddie Jones has hit full Eddie here.
Yeah,
very
we
early.
We knew this was coming, right?
Oh, God.
Yeah, you guys are scared.
He doesn't waste any time.
We're shaking our boots.
Oh, I can
right
imagine.
Here.
Now, apparently we're coming after the All Blacks. So if you could
chasing
let them
us down
know.
The street.
Mm. Yeah. Just to look out for the Wallabies and I guess Australians.
It's very scary, Beef.
Well, no. As ridiculous as it is.
You're scared.
Well, no, because all of a sudden they're in your head. You know.
Our
Eddie
players
is.
Are too strong for that, aren't they?
You'd think
our
so.
Players are too strong. We don't play those we don't play those games.
You'd like to think so, but
Eddie. It started.
You need
it
the started, Matt Dunning types that there's not much else going on in there, so you don't need you know what
Would
I mean? You
make
need players
rugby great again, Matt Dunning?
Yes.
Yeah.
So Beaver, you played against the Wallabies, right?
Yep.
Were you ever scared of the Wallabies? Like we fear the All Blacks? Was it ever there? Be honest.
Well, they were in my time. They were a very good team. We probably won slightly more than we lost to them, but they were an outstanding team. I mean,
I didn't know
like
you were that old. Did you grow up in the '80s? Did you?
No, Mort Lockin, Smith.
Oh yes, we were
Smith
a good side. Yes,
Sharpie and the boys. They were a good team. Guitar and the likes.
Yeah. Hey, because from Australian's point of view, we always look at the haka and we think that looks intimidating. Were you guys similarly intimidated when we had John Williamson singing Hey True Blue, Blue on an acoustic guitar? Does that send shivers down the spines of Kiwis?
Well, I tell you what used to get me is when they organised the crowd to be singing midway through the haka and then I couldn't hear myself think, so I'd lose my place and lose my actions and my words. So, you know, that was always my excuse. I couldn't hear what was going on up front because Waltzing Matilda was beaming around Stadium Australia.
It's great that we've got onto the rugby topic because we've been talking about it on the show all day. Beaver touched on it, the Make Australian Rugby Great Again. How does it happen? We've been wondering, how do you make Super Rugby great again? Maybe an NBA-style draft and combine. What do you guys reckon? How would it go?
You know, that's a good idea. Imagine we could actually get Kiwis playing for the Australian side.
Imagine that. You'd probably
have a chance.
We might.
Yeah.
Why? That's actually a good idea. And internationals, so you can. That's a. Because what are the rules at the moment for. You can't.
Yeah. We only allow three in New Zealand teams.
Right.
Well, we hardly ever fill it, but the Australians, I think they might be similar. They've had a couple from overseas over the years, but unfortunately, all the money's in the north, so not often the big guns come.
No. I don't know.
We need to
know.
Make it watchable, though, don't we? We need to make it better.
Yeah, it's funny. We were going through some vision yesterday,
yes.
and it was a Super Rugby game from 2005 in Sydney, and it was the Bulls, so obviously South Africa versus the Waratahs, and there was not an empty seat in the house.
Yeah.
It was packed, and the rugby was amazing. It was free-flowing. It was, I don't know. I don't know is the answer.
You could bank on the SFS. We used to come over, and obviously there's a lot of Kiwis living in Sydney, which count, but you could bank on just a round-robin game, SFS, as you say. If it wasn't full, she'd be pretty close.
Yeah.
The same in Brisbane. Canberra, obviously smaller ground, so that would always be pretty full. But, yeah, you look at it now, Jeepers.
I don't know. I don't know what they do. It's been a problem for about 10, 15 years, hasn't it?
Yeah, for a while. They're just going to go back to Super 12s.
Yes.
Too many teams.
Is that what it is?
Yeah. Well, we've got that now.
Yeah, we got rid of New Zealand.
It is
actually 12, yeah. Obviously, Barney's been watching a lot lately.
Yeah, well, this is the problem.
No, what Barney means is nipping the Australian number down from 5 to 3. That's what Barney was meaning.
NBA draft in the NRL so the Warriors can get a few stars.
Oh, yes. Ooh, yeah. Well, the fact that your New Zealand team that did so well in that World Cup had, was it 0 Warriors? I mean.
Well, look, Roger might be going back to rugby league, so maybe we're a chance on him. What do you reckon about that news?
Well, what are the chances?
Is it happening?
Do you trust the oil from Fletch?
No.
No.
He's a liar. But if Roger did come back, there is no way he's going. Well, he'd end up back at the Roosters, right? Yeah. I know he went to the Warriors, but surely old Uncle Nick had come in and, you know, give him the wink, and then he'd be playing in the centres. That's what Fletch said, wasn't it?
Is there a rich benefactor that could maybe take the Warriors under the wing and just start?
Yeah, doesn't the Mad Butcher, does he have the cash that Uncle Nick has?
Well, not looking at the Roosters' backline, he doesn't.
No.
There are a few floating around.
Yeah, we've got a few rich listers.
Yeah.
A few in the B's, not just the M's.
Are they Kiwis? Because last time I was there, I got abused by a taxi driver because Australians are running up the price of houses in Auckland.
Look, we may need a Politis over here to be able to get Roger and entice some of these other players. Otherwise, a draft system or an IPL-type auction.
Now, you know there was a draft system, or they attempted to introduce a draft, I think it was in the 90s, and then Terry Hill ruined it. I can't remember the story. He sued somebody.
He sued for restriction of trade.
Yeah, restraint of trade. So,
which, if Terry Hill's suing you and winning.
His loopholes?
Yeah. I mean, he's not unfamiliar with the courthouse, but not usually civil.
Normally it involves lobster pots, doesn't it? Is that Tessa? Yeah, so unfortunately, I guess they tried the draft and it didn't. It works well in the AFL. If you look at teams like the Giants and, the Suns have got potential, Gold Coast Suns. So it does. And then, you got teams like the Demons that stank it up, but then within 5 years they're winning the comp and now the Blues. Have you guys heard of AFL in New Zealand before I get too deep into this? Is it a thing there?
Who
all those teams belong to?
That's a game. They play in Melbourne.
Yeah, that's the one.
We're in the Demons.
The Demons are Melbourne.
Melbourne. Yes. How many Melbourne teams?
Oh, there is. There's 9 Melbourne teams. And while you're talking about reducing the Super Rugby teams, why is there a team in Melbourne? Like, honestly.
Yeah.
Melbourne Rebels. Question. Why is there?
Very good question.
And they've got their own stadium.
Well,
Marvel Stadium.
They share it with
They're the Amy one.
Yeah, they share the Melbourne Rectangular Stadium, don't they?
Yeah, the technical name is Melbourne Rectangular Park.
Because they get confused down there.
Yeah.
They're like, wait a second, it's the Oval? No, it's the Rectangular one. I don't know.
Funnily enough, in about the second round of Super Rugby, they're having all 12 teams in Melbourne.
That's right.
They're really jamming it down their throat.
Oh, I'll be honest,
I was down there for the, because that coincides generally with the Melbourne Comedy Festival. I was down there last year for it, and I think I was one of 8 people who knew that was on.
Yeah, right.
So there was obviously some visiting Kiwis and a couple of people that drove down from New South Wales, but it wasn't capturing the heart of the city the way you'd hope.
No.
Well, Barney, I'm going to be there this Super Round. So if you're down there doing a gig this time around, I come watch. I better see some of your hits, or you'll hear me blow.
That'd be good.
Mate, I'll go straight back to the hits. Don't worry about that. Mate, you won't catch me writing anything new. Don't you worry.
You're still doing stuff about the Millennium Bug, aren't
you? I know what, mate. While it works, I'll do it.
It's funny, they've each got their Super Rounds now. So obviously the league has theirs in Brisbane. Is it the Super Round in rugby? What's it called?
It is the Super Round because I keep referring to it as the Magic Round.
It's Magic Round in league, Super Round. And because what's the AFL one? They've come up with a Gather Round?
Gather Round.
Gather Round.
I like that. That's smart.
Yeah, not bad. There's a thing here. You can tell somebody from who's from Melbourne because if you ask them something about rugby league, they call it rugby because they can't tell the difference between They don't know there's two different
They don't know
sports.
The difference between the Rebels and the Storms. They would never clue.
Thankfully for the Rebels.
Yeah. Oh, don't worry. They're not recognising the Storms players either. Oh,
absolutely. Imagine, though, if they combine those sides. Imagine if the Rebels got some of the Cameron Munsters and the Papen Huisens and those. I mean, that'd be a decent side.
Switch it
then.
Out. Yeah. Switch it around.
It is, so one of the things Eddie's renowned for over here is he's said he's going to go after the talent that the NRL are taking. Is there any thought of the Kiwis doing the same? The All Blacks pretty much get the pick of the talent, don't they? There's no worries you'd be looking at and going, oh, they might be a good All Black.
Joey Manu? We'd take Joey Manu.
Joey Manu.
Oh, yes.
Joey
yes.
Manu.
Yes, yes, yes.
He would stand out like a sore thumb as far as the target. And I think it has been muted and He has talked about it.
I guess poor old...
Oh, mute me, actually. Yeah, for all choice of words. Yeah, thank you.
I guess poor old... It didn't work for Benji Marshall, who, at the time was close to our best halfback. Well,
there was talk a while ago before Newcastle locked him up for a while of Kalyn Ponga. That was one of his early goals, is he said he'd like to play for the All Blacks.
And then he went to Newcastle and they did what happens to players when they go to Newcastle.
Also, very good contract negotiating tool, that one.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's right.
Did anyone call the All Blacks from Newcastle and see if it was worth upping the price?
Call this bub. Now, hey, guys, Gibbo's giving me the wind-up here, but it's always lovely to chat. Next week, the other boys will be back, Joel and Fletch, so you'll have to put up with them instead of us.
The winter
we'll
run home,
probably call you instead.
Gibbo's available.
We'll just be at home, so just give us a shout.
why not? Professor and Barney, great.
Love to chat to you guys. See you guys. Bye-bye.
See you guys. How good the guys from SENZ there.
Absolutely. Now, I need to say this, Barney. Make the switch to Mate Internet and Mobile. 5G mobile plans in every territory or state. Why wait? Make the switch to Mate. Now, after the break, you can give us a call if you want 1-300-01-1170-0457-736-736. Yes,
still plenty of texts coming in about these close encounters of the celebrity kind too, Professor. So we might get to some more of them a bit later on.
Fantastic. You're on the summer run home with the Professor and Barney.
If it's happening in sport, SEN will be there. NRL, State of Origin.
Hyundai Tucson Turbo Diesel, in stock now. Rotoflex by Blunston. Stability meets the freedom to move. The summer run home with the Professor and Barney on SEN.
Yes, you are on the summer run home with the Professor and Barney. We were just chatting to those lovely people across the ditch at SENZ. And we've been chatting rugby. And I believe Dane from Yowie Bay's got some rugby chat. What do you got?
Hey, guys. How are we?
Good, mate.
Look, I don't think there will be any rugby union players left for us to even select if we keep on going down the same path or trajectory that the English model has taken, which is tackling below the hips. So I don't know where you guys are on it, but I think this would be the ultimate demise for rugby and rugby union in Australia especially. Look, I love my union as much as I love league. Like, I'm by football at the best of times, right? I love both codes. But if we keep on going down this political path and the administrators keep on getting involved, and now I understand there's, duty of care issues, litigious issues, all these things going on, but if we keep on going down this path, we won't have a game to play. And, we've got to look at the data. And the data tells us that the safest place to make a tackle, be it league or union, is below the sternum and above the hips. Now, these geniuses that make these decisions in their ivory towers don't realise that by banning the tackle and making it below the waistline, what's going to happen is you're going to expose people to further injury, because that's what they call the amber zone, where it's not in the red zone, where the red zone's above the head, above the sternum.
Mate, we all know what's below the waistline, and if that gets bumped, I'm with you, Dane. I've said this since 2003 when Northern Hemisphere Rugby basically ruined a World Cup. Northern Hemisphere Rugby ruins things.
One person ruined rugby union, Johnny Wilkinson.
Is he part of this committee that just wants tackling below the waist? Because he's a below the waist guy. Look,
he could tackle. That was the difference. Johnny Wilson was a great tackler for a 5-8. He could probably play in both codes.
Yeah, that's true.
What I'm trying to say is, if we keep on jumping on board and we keep on going down these paths, we won't have a game to play. The other thing that really annoys me, They're saying we've got to limit the amount of time and exposure that we can train kids and young adults in rugby union in teaching the tackle contest. If you limit that ability, well, how the hell can you get the fundamental basics right? The fact that in junior rugby union, you don't do tackle contest until under eights and above, I believe. But whereas rugby league, they're wanting to go down this path. But you've got to teach those fundamentals from, you know, those younger age groups, like six and the under sixes and above. If anyone's ever watched an under sixes game of rugby league, I don't think I've ever seen even one concussion.
Mate.
Know? And it's great and the kids have fun.
If you're watching too much under sixes games, I'm concerned. But, you know, Dane, I do agree with you in that, yeah, we don't need to keep going down this path and we do need to do something about Australian rugby. I think the problem with this discussion is you've rung a couple of idiots on the radio.
Yeah, we really can't do anything to help, Dane. But I think we agree with you. I'll be honest, I tuned out. But I, the start of what you said, I did. So great. Hey, Dane, thanks for calling in. I love my rugby as well. So.
Have you ever bumped into a celebrity, Dane?
Yeah, a few in my time, but they're good people. Like, you know, I think the thing about celebrities, you don't want to bump into them. You know, you want them to have their own time, don't you, in their own space?
You're right, Dane. You're dead right. Thank you for calling in, Dane. Keep listening. Love you. Okay.
I forgot. Sorry. Is that our new sign off to all callers? Love you. Love you. Bye.
You know, I don't know what he was talking about. Can we take a great break, please? Can I just hit the button?
Thank you, April. You are on the summer run home. It's a whimsical Wednesday. We're having a great old time. We've been chatting celebrity sightings. We've been chatting. We had a bit of a chat to the guys across the ditch. And then we just had a chat about the finer details of where you should tackle in rugby union. And that'll make good pod. But right now, let's have a look at the pulse of rugby league with thanks to Anytime Fitness. Make your own rules at Anytime Fitness. Now, Professor, great news for you as an NBW. Your coach, Sea Eagles coach, Anthony Seibold, has declared, he didn't just say it, he declared Tommy Turbo good to go for round one and has ruled out any positional switch.
Fantastic. So, well, that's it. Surely our odds have shortened on sports bet. We'll ask Shawnee Omorob. We must have come in below $2 now, haven't we? The old Manly Sea Eagles.
below $2.
Below. For round one?
No, to win the whole bloody thing.
For Tommy Turbo,
mate, if he's good, I'm reading it here, good to go. That is premiership there.
Mate, all good right? to go.
I'm just going to log into my sports bet, put the house on it. That's good news. That is good news.
They said he's come back seeming very confident, Tommy.
That's what being in America does to you.
Yeah.
Just because you get over there, they shout at you, they hoorah you. They, you know, they tell you you're amazing. Over here, everything you do, everybody tells you you're a loser and a deadbeat. Over there, it's all about filling people with confidence.
So we saw a few years ago the coach whisperer.
Yeah.
Charles Bradley Stubbs or something? Yeah.
Get it done. Done.
Yeah. Expect to win.
Expect to win.
Done.
So he gets in the Charlie, ear of the coach.
Bradley Stubbs, yeah?
Charles
Stubbs.
Bradley Charles Stubbs.
Stubby Bradley Charles.
Stubbsy, I think he's called.
Yeah. Bradley Charles Stubbs, yeah, BCS. What?
BCS, DDD, that's it. Triple D.
He whispers confident things in. So this guy, this Dr. Knowles, the hamstring whisperer, do you think that's what he's doing? Just whispering, like making Tommy's hamstring believe it doesn't have to tear. You're a winning hamstring, mate. You can do this without tearing.
Maybe.
Just hold on at both ends.
He'd be wanting for it to work, this old Knowlesy bloke, because he's obviously had success with your Latrells and then he's getting way more business out of it. But all he needs is one to snap.
Yeah.
And I tell you, if there's one hamstring that's going to cause a stir across the globe, it's the Trebojevic. Oh, man. Trebojevic.
All right, Buzz.
Turbo. The turbo hamstring. Lockie Miller has signed from the Cronulla Sharks to the Newcastle Knights. On the same day, back up fullback Cade Dykes does his ACL on his 21st birthday. You going to clap that one or?
No, yeah, I feel a bit bad for Cade Dykes. Sharks, well, Yeah.
Do you think that is another decent player that will go there for his ability and career to die?
No. I think Lachie Miller at fullback is going to make a real difference. Obviously, Kalyn Ponga switching in to take the sixth jumper.
Because that
this
worked
year.
So well the first time round.
Yeah,
for
but he
Brown.
didn't have Hastings.
Oh, that was the problem. I said it at the time. If only he had Hastings next to him, it'd go well.
You know what I mean? Like you've got a more dominant half to play, and he can play eyes up footy. I'm seeing eyes up footy.
I'm going to bet you now.
Okay.
On this show.
All right. Here we go.
Within the first four rounds, Kalyn, what's happened to my? I might be having a stroke here. Kalyn Ponga will be back at fullback. First four rounds.
No way.
Yeah. Nah. Stamp it. Have you got a stamp?
Nah.
Find a stamp sound effect.
This is.
But how good is it?
No.
Good is it?
Exactly.
You got the
exactly.
next
Alan Jones. Alan Jones.
You got the world.
Is with me. Will Pennicini re-signs with the Parramatta Eels. I think this takes him through to 2025, which, as was pointed out earlier today, means that Eddie Jones can still go after him for the 2027
Fantastic.
World Cup, which is
here.
Should get him a little bit extra a bit of extra cheddar in the next deal. To
well,
keep him away from rugby.
That is good if you can get it, though, Barney.
Wow. Does that, because we keep talking about this window closing on the Eels, has it been pushed up a little bit more or down? Which way is the window going with Pennicini?
I picture Parramatta's window as one of those sliding ones.
Oh, see, I'm doing vertical in my head.
Yeah, you're doing vertical.
What's your window when we talk about the Parramatta window?
It's one of those shutter ones. So, Crim Safe?
Right.
So it's cream safe. So you really can't. Once
you've
you're
been
out,
to Parramatta.
Once you're out, you cannot get back in. So it's one of those cream safe.
Okay.
Ones, yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah, well.
Have you got any shutters on yours?
Shutters? No,
or any
no
blinds?
Shutters. No blinds. I've got towels.
Do you?
Yeah.
That's all that hangs in the combi.
That's a panel van, actually. It's a sand van, by the way.
Is it a frat one or not?
No, not a frat one. Oh, you've got to go to college for a frat.
Okay,
not a lot of blokes have a panel van they share with two other flatmates.
It's great. Big TV. You sent us a photo the other
Massive
day.
Massive TV.
Big TV. How's the fridge? Let's not get into it. Josh Reynolds has won a contract with his beloved Bulldogs without having to even play a game. The 33-year-old club favourite was on a train and trial deal and was expected to have the battle it out for a spot in the top 30 with a host of up-and-comers in the coming weeks. But no, they've just given Josh Reynolds the contract. Barney, you look concerned. What's wrong? You're wondering what's happening with Greg Eastwood over there?
Yeah, no, I was just wondering the wording of that. Won a contract without having to play a game. Does that mean they'll give him a contract but they don't expect him to play? Or is that...
Won a contract without...
Look, I won't lie, boys. That was straight up copy and paste from the mole. So he did glamorise a little bit.
Yeah, no, I think this is good for Josh Reynolds. You and I have met.
He's
Josh.
A champion,
he's
Josh
a
Reynolds.
Bloke.
One of the great ones. And it's good that he's going back there. Obviously, the Bulldog faithful absolutely love him. Remember the scenes at Belmore when
there.
He left and they were cheering him and women and children crying. Not often you leave a place and people are crying.
I've always said you need... The Bulldogs are at their best when you've got 10-year-olds shouting, go grub, go grub.
Yes, they were.
They love it.
It is great. A bit of spine chat from the great Gus Gould.
Here we go.
Cleary, DCE, Kiri, Hughes, Moses. Sorry, the question was, Phil, with the current crop of halfbacks, genuine halfbacks, in the game, who would be in the top five? Is that spine chat? That's halves chat, mate.
Oh, it's a part of the spine, though. If you take a half out of the spine, I don't think you have a spine, though.
That's one disc. That's one disc in your spine
right
there.
Fair enough. He's gone for, I don't mind a bit of halves chat. Mm. He's gone his top five halves, Cleary, DCE, Kiri, Hughes, and Moses. Has he left anybody out? Has he not?
Ben Hunt, maybe.
Oh, yeah. What about Nicho Hynes?
Jackson Hastings.
All right, mate. Sober up for tomorrow, can you? Some of this gear, honestly.
Nicho Hynes is probably unlucky to miss out on that, I would have thought. I mean, I like that Jerome Hughes is in there because I think he's underrated.
Yeah, I'm with you. Yeah, they don't speak about him often enough. Do you think it's because he's a Kiwi?
I don't know. I'd have to ask Beaver and Kirsty next time we talk to them.
Oh,
get him back on the line.
Sadly, it'll be Joel and Fletch next. All right, you're welcome to Anytime Fitness, no matter who you are or what your goals are. After the break, more Whimsical Wednesday. We'll be back. Summertime when the weather is high and you can stretch right up and just
Hyundai Tucson Turbo Diesel, in stock now. Rotoflex by Blunston. Stability meets the freedom to move. The Summer Run Home with the Professor and Barney on SEN.
Yes, you are in the Summer Run Home, and we're having a great whimsical Wednesday. Barney, we love the BBL, and there is a big game coming up, the Challenger, which is between the Heat and the Sixers.
Is it the Challenger?
Get me going here. Sorry, mate. On Thursday night, winner goes through to the final to take on the Scorchers in Perth, which is, it's not easy over there, mate.
Yeah,
Optus Stadium.
It's probably, and I don't, as a Sixers fan, I feel like even if they win tomorrow night, they're against the Wall.
I think so. So today, to cover that, we're going to be talking to Xavier. Oh, I've lost his surname there. What
Bartlett.
Is it? Bartlett. Sorry. Xavier Bartlett. And then we're going to also be talking to Josh Felipe from.
So we've got a keeper, a batsman, and a.
From the Sixers.
A medium fast bowler. So the Sixers keeper, batsman, Josh Felipe.
Yes.
And medium fast
bowler. Which I said that.
And he got Xavier Bartlett got, I think he got man of the match.
He
the
did.
Other night.
He got three for 14, I think, against the Renegades there. Got him home. Now, hey, we're talking cricket, but I'm just teasing that because all you cricket nerds out there, you'll love that pretty soon. Now, it is time, Barney, for some Joga Bonita chat, which we love to do.
The world game.
It is. Thanks to Optus Sport. Catch La Liga and the Premier Liga only on Optus Sport. If you can, if you've got the time. And you like Joga Bonito. Now, Socceroo star Harry Suter will play in the English Premier League after Leicester City confirmed it made the 24-year-old defender a deadline day signing. You remember, born in Scotland, Suter. Played 13 times for the Socceroos. He was that giant guy at the back. Sweeper
or
centre-back. Yeah, who was basically, you know, the reason why we went as far as we did against those amazing teams. Was cleaning up at the back, and which I think we had a few clean sheets from memory. If we didn't, Adam Peacock, I'm sure, will text in. Now, the $26 million fee is the most paid for any Australian player in the history of Australian soccer players. So, congratulations to Suter.
Sorry, just got a text message from Peacock.
Oh, God.
Great round ball game chat.
Thank
boys.
You.
Keep it going.
Thank you. Now, Barney, you've come across a Joga Bonito story that you like.
Yeah, I like this. So there's a bloke, he's an English bloke by the name of Will Stills, who is Will Still, I should say, which is great. He's the manager at in France in Ligue 1 or Ligue 1. I don't know how they pronounce that. he's at a club called Reims.
Okay, I think. Just keep going, mate. Power on.
Now, they played, I believe it was yesterday, against Paris Saint-Germain, and had a they had a draw. But he is now 12 games unbeaten as their manager. So he was put in as a – you and I love an interim coach.
We do.
He was put in as an interim manager. But this is the great thing about this story. He's only 30 years of age, so he's the youngest bloke coaching. But what is great is his side is fined €22,000 every game he manages because he is still studying for his UEFA Pro license.
How did he get the job if he's not qualified?
Well, I think he might be qualified in Ligue 1, but once you're in the Champions
League.
You
then have to go, and what, he has to go do like a TAFE course or something?
I assume so.
In what? In Joga Bonito? What are you studying?
In managing Joga Bonito.
Which is what?
Well, you know, you've got
fill
big,
up the water
lot
bottles.
Of big personalities. Just saying to blokes, hey, why don't you take a dive? I don't know.
He's
the guy that gets studied, to pick the formation.
Right. If you've ever studied, what is it, managing?
It is the UEFA Pro license. You need to get your license.
What are you?
So maybe it's like the L's. You've got to do a certain amount of hours in different conditions. He hasn't done any night managing.
I'm not sure. Anyway, that's thanks to Optus Sport. Catch La Liga and the Premier League only on Optus Sport. Coming up on the show, we're going to have Shawnee Omorod from Sportsbet. Just a reminder, Brisbane Heat bowler Xavier Bartlett and Sixers ace Josh Felipe. Let's take a break here, Gibbo. We'll be back.